Good morning, Dr. Leah.
You know, I probably see so many women that come in and say, I do everything. I work out 30 hours a week, and I haven't lost a pound.
Right.
And it is a big issue. And hormones, stress.
Well, I think we need to make our show about that this month, Dr.
Leah.
It's very frustrating.
Do you have a diet pill, Dr. Leah?
Oh, God.
Listen,
I did.
My neighbor drove by this morning, and he lit up a cigarette, and I thought, oh, I never knew that. And then I thought, you know, I wonder if I should go back to smoking. No, I'm not.
No.
It was very fleeting.
Well, I think because you get so frustrated with, you know, doing all the right things, and when you get older, your metabolism slows down. And how do you kick that metabolism back in?
It's horrible.
So I think that would be good, Dr. Leah, to talk about how do you kick the metabolism back in when you are in your 50s and 60s.
And menopause. Yeah.
And menopause. Yes. Over menopause,
yes.
Whatever we are in.
Because really, it's tough.
Oh, you become obsessed, and it's not the way to live. You know, when you're eating, you know, the right vegetables and fruits, and you're eating protein, and you're doing all these things, and you just feel like it. It's not that I feel starving or anything. Then I feel like, well, do I have to starve? Is that what it's going to take?
Well, that is like what it takes.
God.
I mean, that's what you feel. Finally,
yes, you
it'll
do.
Come off if you just eat nothing.
Yes, that's
exactly.
And
I'm not about to eat nothing.
Exactly.
I love life too much, and part of my life is food.
Well, but that is what ends up happening.
I know.
So anyway, Dr. Leah, not that I meant to get
sorry.
On that subject
no,
as I was
right.
climbing four flights of stairs this morning.
But that's a good topic.
Yes. It is a good topic because I think a lot of women are struggling with
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yes.
Not men. I mean, my son will go on a diet for 2 weeks and he drops 8 pounds.
I know, but they're 37. You could do that when you were 37. You could do that when you were young.
I mean, I'm like 8 pounds in 2 weeks. Hallelujah. I would be so happy. I would be doing cartwheels. So, Dr. Leah, your tip today is really good. So why don't we go ahead and do your tip today?
Well, actually, between weight issues and allergies, I've been seeing a lot of allergies lately.
Yes, all of a sudden,
those yellow flowers are
my
out.
My cough is back because when I get allergies, I think I have a dripping thing happening, you know.
It's so. Major right now, and it's because we're so early with our spring.
Yes.
No, it really is early. But I've been having so many patients say, what do I do? And what I have found to be very effective is a bioflavonoid called quercetin.
It's so easy for you to say.
They always have these names that are bizarre. You know,
yeah, what could they come up with, you know, allergy medicine? How's that?
Or a medicine called Fred or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
The quercetin is from fruits and vegetables, and it's bright yellow in color. And what it does is it stabilizes or decreases the histamine in your body. And it does that by, there's these cells in our body called mast cells. And they have all this histamine on them. And when they're exposed to an allergen, they release the histamine. So quercetin stabilizes those mast cells so they don't release histamine.
Okay, is this a pill?
Well, it comes in powder form. It comes
powder.
In capsule. I use it as a powder because I make a protein shake in the morning, so I just throw it in my protein shake. And I definitely have tree pollen stuff. But this year I've been using a lot more of it than I usually do, and it's helping.
It is. And you get that at a health food store?
You can get it at a health food store, you know, pharmacies, some like Pharmaca. There's some places that sell it. I would say start with 500 to 1,000 milligrams. It's very safe. I know of no side effects. I give it to kids in that dose and adults. Of course, the smaller the body, the less they need. But there's no toxicity with quercetin.
Oh, that's good.
That's not a concern. I've had a mom recently say, how much do I give my son? I'm like, start with 500 milligrams. There's these little capsules. They're not very big that most kids can swallow really easily. And some people have to take it a couple times a day. Some people once a day is plenty. I usually recommend people starting something like this before allergy season. Like if they know they have allergies in March,
right.
You know, that come up, then start it a month before so that it gets in your system and starts working. But if you can't do that and you're already in the full-blown allergy, then taking it will help. I mean, it definitely will help decrease symptoms.
Okay.
500 milligrams to start.
Yeah, 500 to start. I mean, 1,000, 2,000, mm-hmm. It's easy to do a lot higher doses. But if you don't need a high dose, mm-hmm. There's no reason to take that. So mm-hmm. See what works for you, but start with a lower dose.
And just get it in there. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bioflavonoid. And a lot of times bioflavonoids are mixed with vitamin C.
I think, you were saying that. So some vitamin C is supposed to help with allergies.
Vitamin C, it decreases histamine, too. It does.
That's interesting.
Really well. The side effect, though, of too much vitamin C is diarrhea. So that's not always beneficial. But although it can get your bowels moving if you're constipated. But quercetin doesn't have that. And so that's one of the reasons I like it for allergies is you can take a whole bunch of it, and it's not going to cause bowel problems.
Wonderful. Well, I like the idea because I know a lot of people have allergies, and it's getting worse.
Started earlier.
Might come, like, I get allergies, and then they seem to go away, and then they come back. And, you know, I didn't used to have them when I was younger. And so who knows where they come. I mean, for me, it has to be because it happens in the spring, so it has to be pollen or grass or something. But thank you so much for that advice because now I need to go purchase that.
Just one more thing to get.
I better throw it in that protein drink.
To do like what Dr. Leah does, that protein drink. Boy, that protein drink you make, Dr. Leah, has got to be pretty powerful.
Oh, it's got a lot of stuff in it.
A lot of stuff. Every time we hear, I throw it in my protein drink. I throw that in my protein drink.
Yeah, she's like, what's in there?
Well, look how healthy she is.
I know. It's a good thing.
It works. Well, thank you, Dr. Leah.
You're welcome.
And, of course, you can go to chatwithwomen.com, and you can see all of Dr. Leah's tips and all her information. Go ahead and give out your phone number, Dr. Leah.
My phone, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
And we want to recommend that right now, the thing that we would recommend you do is call Dr. Leah, go in for, you know, urine, blood, whatever test to see where you are, what's your baseline, and she can help you with all these things. If you have allergies, if you're having weight gain, if you're having any of these, she can help you with it. So.
I have a better tip. I think everybody should come on Saturday to the Northwest Woman Show. And they can meet and greet Dr. Leah in person.
And she'll be glad to answer your questions.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're looking
that'll
forward to it.
That'll be fun. I just an open forum of whatever people want to ask. That'll be fun.
Yeah, good. That's going to be great. Thank you, Dr.
All
Leah.
Right.
Have a good day.